Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. Our guests are here to talk with you. So call in 917-889-3068. Now remember, that's an American number. It's a USA number. So if you're in Mexico, you have to add the plus. Or you can email us. You can always email us at musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com. I want to welcome all of our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates in the eastern part of the United States. And also I want to say hi to everybody out there listening to us on Artistic Echoes and Canalside Radio Network in London. And, of course, you'll hear us tomorrow, not today, but, you know, still a great program, right? And, of course, hi to everybody at Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you have questions or comments for our guests, call us or email us, either one. If you're listening to us on a podcast, you know, if you download this tomorrow on iTunes, you can always send in, email your questions in, and we will forward them on our guests and to our guests, and they can listen directly to you. And as always, remember, we are in Mexico, which is a joyfully musical and somewhat noisy country, right? Our studio is downtown. Our soundproofing is pretty good, but you still may hear the odd gas truck, marching band, horse, or people coming out of the bar across the street if they're really happy and they're singing. So just be aware of that, but it won't be too bad. Don't worry. Now, I want to introduce a remarkable young artist. Diana Terry is a young singer on the verge of success with a solid musical history behind her. She's currently based in Guadalajara, where she and her band, Dirty Black Beans, play in rock clubs. She also fills venues in the Lakeside area where we are, and she's joined by top artists like Juan Castañón and Blue Jay Slim, who was just inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame last week, if you'll recall. And there in Lakeside, she plays covers of classic rock songs, but she delivers them with a unique voice that adds a kind of electricity to whatever she sings. She's the daughter of a musical family. Her late father, Rafael Terquez, renowned as El Pili, led a big band, and Diana traveled and sang with him, honing her voice and her stage presence from an early age. Well, now she's building a fan base, and she's building an inventory of songs, but more importantly, she's right here to talk to us. Diana, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Hi, Patrick, for having me.
And thank you for taking the time, and also thank you for speaking English. You know, that makes life much easier, and I know it's not your first language. So if I mispronounce something in Spanish, just feel free to correct me. That's how I learn, you know, okay? Well, let me say, you are the perfect guest for this show. We love rising artists who have a trajectory of success in front of them and who are cross-cultural, and you're certainly both. And you've said that you began your professional career singing at the age of 15. So how did you get started?
Well, my father, as you said, he was a musician. So I always sang since I was a kid. So my father told me that you could work singing and you could do it. You can study and you can work at night or something like that. So he took me with him to work. So that's how I started. I started in music, working with him and parties and all of that. So that's how I started very young. He took care of me and everything. And Later, I had other bands for myself, but I was playing there in a week in Chapala. That's how I started.
Well, obviously, it was a very good start because you've learned to do so many kinds of music so well. You can do blues, you can do R&B, you can do classic rock, you can do ballads, you can do rockabilly. Do you have a favorite music genre that you like to do best?
I think what I love the most is R&B and soul. It's for my voice, it sounds better. very good genre for my voice, and I feel very comfortable singing it. But now with the Dirty Black Games, I've never sang rockabilly before. Or blues. I mean, I sang blues before, but not this much. And also, I love blues too. And rockabilly is really, really fun to do too.
Well, I want to play a little bit of one of the genres that you do really well, and that's classic blues. So why don't we listen to your recording of At Last?
Okay.
Now, that was your recording of At Last, which was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren and recorded first by Glenn Miller in 1941, before either of us were born. And then Etta James, 20 years later, made it her signature song. And it's been covered by Cyndi Lauper and Bing Crosby and Aretha Franklin and Stevie Nicks and lots more people, so you're in really good company. But covering that song is also kind of a risk, given its history. How did you prepare yourself to record such an iconic song with so many star-studded versions out there that audiences already know and love?
Well, I mean, it's true what you say, that it's very difficult to do a song that many artists have sang before. And obviously, everybody is going to compare yourself to Etta James or Aretha Franklin, you know. But I love that song, and I always wanted to sing it. So I just feel the song, and these guys, the Dirty Black Games, you know, we play a lot of very classic stuff. So I wanted to sing it, and I think our version it's ours, and I just put my feeling into it, you know, as I sing it to someone that I love. So that's how I prepare myself, and I also listen to a lot of different singers to take the best of what they do that I can do or that fits my voice the best, so I can do it. I can sing in the best way I can. You know, with this kind of songs, they're difficult and they're classic, so you need to do your best.
So well, that's
what I do. I listen to a lot of singers.
You mentioned that that your voice, and I think that your voice seems like it was just created to capture the soul and the sound of Etta James. Your voice is very similar to hers, and yet it's different. You have an interesting little curl to your voice that makes it kind of stand apart. Are you a trained singer? Did you consciously develop the sound that you have?
Well, I've been singing for a while, and as I listen to a lot of singers, I notice what kind of things are best or are more interesting for me, and I just if you keep singing or if you keep playing an instrument, you develop a style and you develop the best way to put yourself out there on stage. So you just project that from your heart and from yourself, from your feelings. And when I sing, I try to understand what the song is saying, and I just picture like the story on my head. So, and you know, my voice has a lot of inspiration from a lot of singers, and it can show that I like certain kind of singers. Like, I love Stevie Wonder and Amy Winehouse and Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Etta James, Jamiroquai. So I sing all of that, I created like my style, like my way of singing, you know, and I know what to do to sound better.
Well, it certainly works, and because I knew I was going to be talking to you and playing that song, I listened to her original recording, and then I listened to yours. And her arrangement begins with violins, you know, which is part of the era that she was in. And then she continues them through the songs with a simple snare brush and a stand-up bass. You open with kind of a rock guitar lick, and then you use the guitar where she used the bass. Your voice is younger and sharper and smooth rather than husky like hers was. And it really works. You've really updated it well. You kept the spirit, but you've updated the music. Now, was that your composition and your arrangement, or do you work with a producer who helps bring things like that song into the 21st century for you?
I did it with my band. I mean, my guitar player, Lalo Melgar, and Ivan Marquez on bass, and also Jan Pershaw on drums. They have a lot of experience. They've been playing blues their whole lives. I mean, they're fabulous doing it. So we do the arrangements ourselves, and they know my voice now. And we, as a rockabilly and blues band, we need to keep that rock and roll thing, you know, that that rock stuff. So Lalo, he plays really, really good. So he puts his touch on that bluesy guitar in the beginning, and I'm the girl. I'm romantic, and I have a very romantic way and sweet way to sing that song. So putting those elements together, that's how we did it, you know.
Well, it worked.
And the rehearsal ourselves.
Yeah, it worked. Well, you do a lot more than just Etta James and the Blues, and your range extends into Latin. So I want to play some of your Latin music, and this is Sodanco Samba. Here we go. The classic bossa nova song released by the genius collaborator Stan Getz and Wow Gilberto in 1961, and then again in 65 by the great Charlie Byrd. So I have to say you have excellent taste in music, all right? did you perform that with your father's band, or is this a new song for you?
Well, I perform all with my dad because I started working with him, and later on we did a duet show. I sang and he played the trombone, and it was very, very fun. And he also played the guitar, and we did some songs and the guitar also. And well, he prepared me a lot, and he took me to orchestras, and later on he made the big band. So that experience with him to play with a lot of musicians, that was very important to me. And he made me find a place where I could have fun and work at the same time. He said it was the greatest work in the world, you know, to be able to play for other people and have fun and also get paid for that. That was beautiful. And we, with a big band, we played at Muestra Internacional de Jazz. It was in Chapala, and it was a very important show. And we played along with a lot of amazing jazz musicians like Gordon Goodwin and Pedro Hernandez. So when we were on that stage that day, and I mean, for me, it was just happiness. And I knew that I should do that forever, you know, because it was so exciting. I mean, we were all nervous and everything, and it was like a big, big stage, and I think the biggest stage at the end. But I was very happy. I was just like having so much fun. I wasn't feeling that nervous at all. So that made me, made me continue with this. This dream and this need to keep singing, and I'm glad I have, because otherwise I wouldn't have Dirty Black Dunes.
Well, we're getting some emails in from people who have questions for you. I have another question about enjoying working with your dad in Turkey. It sounds like you really liked it to tour. along with learning the variety of songs and styles, apparently you also learned audiences, because I've seen you live, and you seem to be able to connect and also to gauge an audience really well and to see what they like. Is that something that you just kind of picked up touring with your dad, or did he give you advice along the way about audiences?
About audiences? Well, he always gave me advice about everything, you know, about how should I sing and how should I put myself on stage. And I mean, he was, he didn't give me advice like very, you know, like, oh, you need to go on stage and go up and dance and do this with the people. I mean, he didn't do that. But I saw him doing it, because he was a very good performer. He enjoyed being on stage. Like, you know, he was very, very happy on stage. You can notice that. So I saw him, and I knew that having fun was the best thing to do when you are performing, because you transmit that to the people. And if you feel free and you feel happy about it, people are going to feel the same. So if you could see my father, like when he played with Juan Gabriel, Juan Gabriel, he was very funny, and he danced, and he interacted with people a lot. So from all the artists that my father worked with, he told me, like, oh, you should teach him how he or she does that with the people. And for instance, with Juan Gabriel, my dad came on the front of stage, and he danced, and he played a trombone solo, and he was a showman. So I learned that from him, to have fun and enjoy it. And I realized that if I do that, people are going to like what they see, because I, in the beginning, I was very worried about how was I going to sing, and that everything should be perfect with my singing. But then when I moved a little bit more and I danced, and I just had, it was better. It got better, and it got better with the people that were watching me.
And since I have seen you live, and I have even danced to your music, you're absolutely right. It really worked. Well, we have some emails from our listeners. I'm looking at my producer here. Anybody call in? No. We don't get a lot of phone calls because the time of day, a lot of people are at work, although from what I'm hearing from all my friends in the United States, a lot of the U.S. is shut down and people are working from home. But in any case, we have emails for you, questions. Raiz in Tijuana wants to know, why did you move to Guadalajara? Did you find more opportunities there? And have you ever played in Tijuana?
Well, yeah, I was born in Mexico City, and then we moved to Chapala. And I felt like I was a city girl, and I should be in the city. And that's how it all started, and that's how I moved here. And I wanted to experiment on the music scene in the city. And I mean, right now, I feel like I can be here in Guadalajara and also in Chapala and in Ajijic. And I can sing in both places. And I have an audience in both places, and I have fun, and I could live in Chapala and be there and sing also, but I mean, obviously here in Guadalajara there are more places, there's more people maybe, and and a lot of more bands also, and more diverse. So, but I'm enjoying going to Chapala and being here in Guadalajara. I think right now for me, both are very good.
Okay. We have a question here from Donna Maria in Nashville, and she writes, is being a woman a problem for a singer in Mexico?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Can you repeat?
She wants to know, is being a woman a problem for your career in Mexico?
Oh, being a woman is a problem. Well, not so much. I think being a woman, for me, it has a lot of people and a lot of places that they want music. They want a woman singer. So it works for me, and there are a lot of men musicians. So, and there are a few women. So, I think the man needs women. So that works for us as women, and I think it's good. But sometimes it's kind of difficult when you try to make a business deal or something. There are some guys that they prefer talking to men. But I mean, I don't care.
Okay,
I do the business anyway.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to music here. When you're making deals, I can understand that. I want to get back to music here because we're starting to get a little bit tight on time, and we've been illustrating your range, but I have a different kind of a song here of yours that I want to play. This is Valerie. Now, that is your cover of Valerie, and Valerie is a song which was originally written by Dave McCabe, who's the front man for the English rock band The Zootons. And for those who don't know, Valerie was his long-distance girlfriend, and she was also a famous makeup artist. Right? Now, the song really became famous when Amy Winehouse covered it in 2007. Now, I listened to her version, and I listened to your version. You slowed it down just a little bit in tempo, maybe 3 or 4 beats per minute, but you jazzed it up, and your voice is really close to hers. It's so close, it's amazing, but you put that little signature curl in your voice, which makes it unique. Was it hard to get that song just right and not sound like you were copying Amy Winehouse?
Well, that's difficult because when I sing Amy Winehouse, I love her so much that I want to do it like she does. But I try not to. And it shows that I love her voice so much. And that's why I sound very close like her. But I don't know. I just try to do it a little bit differently and try to put something for myself because I don't want to be the girl that sings like Amy Winehouse. You know, I think as a singer you don't want to be a copy of someone else.
Well, you certainly aren't. I mean, you definitely made that song your own. And like I said, even though your voice is very much like hers, you've got a, I don't know, I call it a curl. It's kind of a little bit of a sharpness to it that she didn't have. And it makes your voice similar but different. And the same thing on At Last. Your voice is very much like Etta James. But again, you've got that little sharp curl to it that makes it unique. So don't worry about that. I don't think anybody's going to think you're the girl who's copying Amy Winehouse, right? Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. But before you go, I understand that there may be some singles or an album in your future. Are you working on an album?
Well, actually, with the Dirty Black Beans, we wanna record something, so we are working on that. And as a solo artist, I'm talking about that too with a producer. So I'm going to start my creativity and start working for something for you guys. But I don't know when, but maybe next year I will have something.
Okay, well, when you do, be sure to let us know. In the meantime, though, there's plenty of opportunity to hear you sing live. So tell us about your regular set in Guadalajara, and then you have a show coming up in Lakeside, so you can tell us about that, too. So what's the deal in Guadalajara? How do people see you in Guadalajara?
In Guadalajara, I sing every Thursday night at 11 p.m. with the Dirty Black Beans on Rocket de El Parque Rojo. It's on a Parque Rojo. And you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook as Diana Terry. And I put the directions and everything. And every Thursday there on Rocket with a Rockabilly show. And then on Friday, I'm in Jerk Poop in Providencia at 9:30. And Saturdays, it depends. So that's why you need to stay tuned on on my social media because mostly I play on different places. And some Sundays, I'm on Andares too at 5 p.m.
Wow, you're a busy girl. Now, what's the show coming up here in Lakeside?
I'm going to be with my rockabilly show on the Spotlight Club on Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. You can call the Spotlight Club to get your tickets, and you can come and dance with us to the rockabilly and blues. So we have a lot of songs for you to dance and have fun.
Well, for our listeners in Mexico, in Guadalajara, who may not have come down to Lakeside, the Spotlight Club is sort of the premier club in Lakeside, and usually it's set up like a cabaret, but I suspect they're going to make a dance floor available for you, because if they don't, people are just going to move tables out of the way and dance. So, and I will be there. Well, Deanna, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today, to doing this in English, and also thank you for all the great music that we've been able to play today. Thank you.
No, thank you, Patrick, for having me on your show.
That's Deanna Terry. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, you know, all the usual socials. You should follow her on all her socials because that's where you'll find out where she's playing live. And you can catch her show with her band, Dirty Black Beans, at the Rocket Bar. If you're here in Lakeside, you can see her and the band at the Spotlight Club. So don't miss it. She's a lot of fun. Well, you have been listening, as you know, to Music Scene Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from the CyberStation USA Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, which is the platform we're on, and also all of our radio affiliates and in London. Like our Facebook page and follow our Twitter feeds and get real-time update on our guests. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. You can download this and other Music Scene Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com, or you can also find us on iTunes. In fact, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You really want to do that, okay? Tune in next week. Tune in next week when we talk with another great artist. I'm kind of working on one from Grand Rapids, Michigan, but boy, is he something else. I saw him last night live, but I'm not going to mention his name because we don't have him on the dotted line yet. But you can follow our Twitter feed and our Facebook page and our Instagram, and you'll find out who next week's show is. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend. Tener un gran fin de semana musical. And we're going to play some more of that wonderful music. Here it comes from Deanna. Thank you.